We're not just building a professional football stadium. What we're really building is a state-of-the-art, indoor, statewide park of sorts that will be used by thousands of Minnesotans throughout the years. Finally, with this new stadium, we will enhance opportunities to attract major national and international events. Again, economic development for the region and for the state. Clearly, it will be possible for us to now host events such as Big Ten Championships, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, College Bowl Games, Major League Soccer, we hope, national conventions, music concerts, and perhaps even World Cup matches. Hosting these major events will benefit the hotels, restaurants, retail, and entertainment businesses all over the city, the region, and across the state. It will further position Minnesota as a national and international destination. So tonight, we actually have the dual purpose of unveiling the schematic design for the building, while at the same time having a special meeting of the stadium authority. Our board tonight will vote to approve the design to be submitted to the City of Minneapolis, their implementation committee, for their review. So at this time, I would ask the Stadium Authority Board to join me on stage. First, we have Commissioner Bill McCarthy. Commissioner Dwayne Benson. Commissioner Barbara Butts Williams. And Commissioner John Griffith. With that, I must officially call the meeting of the Minnesota Stadium Authority to order. Our clerk, Tiffany Orth, will call the roll.
Chair Kelmhelgen?
Here.
Commissioner Butts Williams?
Here.
Commissioner Benson?
Here.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Here.
Commissioner Griffith?
Here.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. The first order of business will be the presentation of the schematic design. Now, before we ask HKS to present the design, while there have been many people responsible for passing the stadium legislation, some key people are with us tonight in the audience that I would like to introduce. I would ask them to stand and be recognized. I first want to introduce the chief sponsors of the stadium legislation. They were amazing last session. We have with us tonight Senator Julie Rosen and Representative Maury Lanning. Senator Julie Rosen and Representative Maury Lanning shepherded that bill through the session, and were it not for them, it never would have passed, and we thank you. Next, we have with us Council President Barbara Johnson. Council President Johnson, along with the mayor, as we all know, and he's going to speak with us later in the evening, but they did a lot of work to get us to the point of having a successful council vote. And I just want to thank you all. We have many of the council members who supported us, and they're here tonight as well, and we thank you all very much. Next, we have Ted Mondale, who's now the authority's executive director. But as prior chair of the Stadium Commission, He led the legislative effort throughout the entire process, and again, he was key to making this all happen. Also with us tonight is Senator Tom Bach, the majority leader. And we also have the honor of having Vice President Walter Mondale with us tonight. Finally, there's one special guest who played a unique and defining role in making the stadium a reality. Just think back 3 years ago when Governor Mark Dayton took office. For over a decade, there had been endless debate and discussion about the need for a new stadium to replace the Metrodome. Every year, there was a stadium debate. A bill was always introduced, or most often several competing bills, but nothing ever happened except a lot of discussion. Governor Dayton understood that some things don't just happen, you have to make them happen. He understood what a new stadium would mean for the Vikings, but also for the people of Minnesota, for our businesses, for our economy, and for our state's national and international reputation. So he fought for it because he knew it was important. Working with a strong group of Republican and Democratic legislators, it finally got done. So I'm very proud to introduce to you tonight the leader who actually made something happen for once. Please welcome Governor Mark Dayton.
Thank you. It's always a bit worrisome when you arrive and everybody on the stage leaves, you know. I've learned in politics you never stand between an audience and the bar, the buffet, or the bathroom. And I'm going to include now the between the audience and the unveiling of the new stadium design, so I'll be mercifully brief. But I want to echo what Michelle said, thank everyone who she just noted, Senator Bach, Senator Rosen, Representative Lanning. Without your leadership and perseverance, this bill would never have made it through the Minnesota legislature, so thank you. President Johnson, thank you very much for your leadership, without which it would not have made it through the Minneapolis City Council, and all of you who, if there are council members here who voted for it, it's really a heroic effort that you made in the face of some pretty unreasonable opposition. And to Ted Mondale, this wouldn't have gone through if he hadn't worked, again, so skillfully with all the different parties that were involved that had a say in this, whose approval was necessary. And then Michelle Kelm-Helgen, who was then my top legislative aide, deputy chief of staff, has just been phenomenal. Just never takes credit for herself, but she has done so much to make this project happen, both during the session and then since the session. And with her typical modesty, she's already, you know, conducted a meeting and got everybody, and then everybody's off. But Michelle. And then the other members of the authority board who've devoted literally thousands of hours, volunteer, incredible amount of, difficult, complex decision-making, and tonight will be one of the first signs of their enormous success in attracting top talent and then delivering a project that Minnesotans can be very proud of. And I finally want to thank Ziggy and Mark Wilf, who are here tonight, and thank them for... They told me just before this started that they've been owners of the Vikings for 8 years. That's two terms in my line of work, and that's a long time to hang in there, and they have. And, they went through all this and all the publicity that accompanies a project of this magnitude. And they've really made a commitment to build this team to win a Super Bowl. And, we deserve thanks for that. In closing, I'm just so excited about tonight because it makes this stadium one close step closer to reality. And it's closer to the time then when they're going to dig in the ground and thousands of Minnesotans are going to go to work building that stadium and then operating it after it's started. And this is first and foremost an economic development project. It's about providing jobs to Minnesotans who don't have them now, who wouldn't have them except for this undertaking. And as I think we'll learn in the next couple of days and probably the weeks to follow, there are going to be other economic development projects, really significant ones, that are going to go alongside of the stadium. It's not going to be like the Metrodome, isolated from the rest of the activity. It's not going to be what the critics said is just sort of a handout there and nothing else. With all due respect to the critics, they're going to be proven wrong. We're going to put people to work. We're going to have a success, and they're going to be proud of it. Thank you very much.
Minnesota history. Impactful. Unique. All season. We are innovating. We are loyal. We are proud. Today, we start a new chapter.
Please welcome the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Welcome. Vikings fans up there, are you excited to see the new stadium? See what it looks like? Thanks for coming out, everybody. We have obviously a historic evening planned for you tonight. Before we start introducing the luminaries, who not only have had a lot to do with where we are now, what we're going to do tonight, and where we're going, I think we would be remiss without recognizing the laborious exploits of one of our vice presidents, Vice President of Public Affairs, Lester Bagley, who's done a great job working at every step of the way. Thank you, Lester. Thanks for everything. General Manager Rick Spielman for the great draft last year, everybody. How about that? I might as well do all of them now. Kevin Warren, Steve Poppin, Steve LaCroix, Rob Brzezinski, everybody else. Bill Lodeholt for your new deal. Congratulations. And John Sullivan, our center, for your new haircut. You look great. This obviously is a very historic evening. I can't wait to show you the design. I got a chance to take a peek at it earlier. I think you're really going to enjoy some, if not all, facets of it. I've been working with the Vikings for 11 to 12 years now, calling their games on KFAN for 11 years now. And we've had some high moments and we've had some lows, but the walk up to this at times has been so tedious and there have just been so many hurdles. Then you get to an evening like this and you recognize from now through the next couple of years with a very good team, one that was 3-13, went 10-6 last year, got to the playoffs, it's on the fast track. And then you think you get to 2016 and the possibilities of this yet to be named new stadium, and everything looks like it's just going the right way for this organization. And to get the stadium and to see the design this evening, to everybody involved, Governor Dayton, state leaders, and everybody, thank you very much wholeheartedly. From the bottom of our hearts, right? Now, the highlight of the evening is going to be the stadium design unveiling. That's coming up very shortly. But first, I'd like to not necessarily introduce, because all, if not nearly everybody within the Guthrie knows them and appreciates their contributions. But it can be argued the two coming up here now are the two greatest owners of pro sports in the history of Minnesota. And tonight has a lot to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the team president and co-owner Mark Wilf and his brother and the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, Ziggy Wilf, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you ever think that you would get to an evening like this?
Yes, we always dreamt that what would be best for the fans and for everybody that used the Metrodome so in so many different ways can really have a stadium that they can be proud of. Something that would really bring us to the 21st century, a stadium that we can all enjoy all the types of events we saw in the Metrodome with our children and grandchildren. And we look forward to many, many good years ahead. And it's very exciting, very exciting.
Thank you, Ziggy. Mark, do you have any words you'd like to share?
No, go ahead.
Well, this is obviously being owning or co-owning the most popular sports team in the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of this has been branded up to it as a Viking stadium. And the Vikings certainly will be a tenant within the stadium, but I think we would be remiss without recognizing the fact that this truly will be a multi-purpose facility that's going to make available so many high-level things.
Well, absolutely.
Microphone.
We know this is a multi-purpose facility, and the idea is not just for Viking games, but something for all the people in Minnesota to be able to enjoy year-round, and we're working very closely with the authority and the public to make this a stadium that is for all Minnesotans, and for really the entire Upper Midwest, a place where people can come with their families and enjoy for generations to come. So we're working hard, and you'll see tonight some of the early workings, and we're very excited about the kind of building that'll be very airy and feel great for the fans.
Last one for you, Mark. What has it been like working with HKS and the MSFA through this entire process?
Well, when we selected together HKS and the kind of iconic building we wanted to design, we knew that the kind of work they've done, they were the right architect, and they've proven it every step of the way so far. So to the entire organization at HKS, we've enjoyed seeing their product, and I think you'll enjoy it too. And we couldn't be more excited to have the kind of iconic venue that we're going to have here.
Thank you. Mark Wilf, ladies and gentlemen. Now that's yours. This is mine right here. What do you think of the team in the upcoming season? How do you think the draft went, Mr. Wilf?
Well, as excited as we are of opening up the new design for the stadium, we're excited, as we are every year, for the year coming up. We feel we had a great draft, and everyone's pulling together to making sure that we improve on our record, win our division, and move into the playoffs again. And it's very exciting every year, this time of year, preparing ourselves for the season is exciting. And to have an unveiling of a new stadium, you can't ask for anything more. And I think everybody in Minnesota, our fans, and everybody who loves our team and loves all the activities that we'll have in this stadium should be very proud of what we all worked on. That's why I'd like to thank the leaders in the House and Senate, and certainly Governor Dayton for his full support in making sure that this venue will be something that we all could be proud of.
Where are you guys from, by the way? Which state?
New Jersey.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
New Jersey.
Mission Meadowlands. The Wilfs, ladies and gentlemen, Mark and Ziggy. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Now, a key contributor to the entire process is a man named Brian Truby. He is HKS principal with HKS Architects. And for those of you who have watched National Football League action or, like me, have had the privilege to see nearly all of the stadiums in the league, I've been to Lucas Oil in Indianapolis a couple of times for games and at least 4 years in a row for the combine, the scouting combine. So I've had the opportunity to see games there and kind of walk around the building just to see the class act that is Lucas Oil Stadium. HKS not only provided us with Lucas Oil Stadium, but they also had a hand in the design of the well-respected Cowboys Stadium. Two of the real well-respected and well-put-together stadiums in the National Football League. Please welcome HKS Principal Brian Truby for the new stadium design unveiling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Paul, I appreciate that. That was a wonderful introduction. I can't tell you how incredible it is to be here tonight. I speak for the entire design, construction, and engineering team when I say that we've been a part of a great and challenging process over these last few months since we were selected in October. This time has rewarded us with some great working relationships, and more importantly, some true friendships as we've all come together with our dreams and our desires to make this project a truly valuable and enduring contribution to Minnesota's civic, cultural, and sports landscape. We're going to do four things this evening. This is a complex, almost living, breathing structure. We're going to explain every aspect of it to you. We're about to show you, we'll first demonstrate how responsive it is and what's unique about it relative to this wonderful place that you call Minnesota. Second, we're going to put the machine together, almost like you used to do when you were a kid with a kit of parts, so you can see how it actually works. And then third, we're going to show you some beautiful renderings so you can experience the stadium. The fourth is a surprise. Vikings fans and the greater community in Minnesota and the Twin Cities has been our focus over the last few years. We've fallen in love with this wonderful climate, richness, richness of a diverse population, the historic events that have occurred here, the fascinating geography, and the quality of what's been built in this community. Here is what we have all learned together and how it has shaped our design. Minnesota is rich and diverse collection of history and ethnicities. Everything we hold as important and meaningful comes from the background of each of these cultures, overlaid for multiple generations to create a community with a unique in the world system of values. Although the culture is rich and layered, as with most population centers, especially in our country, there's a region in the world to which a significant part of the population traces its roots. Northern Europe and the Scandinavian countries have had a significant impact and influence, which goes to the essence of how this community expresses itself through cultural endeavors, art, architecture, and the built environment. Two key aspects of this culture rose to the top as design principles: value and craft. They're the essential ingredients to enduring quality, and there are so many examples of this in the community that reach back to our roots and heritage. Craft, which has characteristics that include technology, sustainability, precision, clean lines, and truth of materials. Value, which has characteristics that include innovation, accessibility, social consciousness, balance, and cost. As you can see here how these essential points are being made. These two principles are enduring and shape the built environment and the products that were an expression of this culture in the past, and they still do so in the present. As you can see by the images we're working through right now, which are making our points, that these principles have shaped not only this community, but have also influenced almost every aspect of our modern world. So as you can see, our approach boils down to a search for authenticity. It's the key driver of everything we do. For a structure to be authentic, it must relate to and be born out of the influences unique to the place in which it is built. All enduring and timeless structures achieve this goal, and it's certainly what we aspire to here. Because this building will be seen literally countless times on national and international broadcast each year, means we have the opportunity to send the important messages about the values and beliefs of our community to the world through the form and the quality of this structure. Truly a monumental opportunity from a monumental structure. There are four major drivers of this project that shape the function, functional form, and the architecture of this building. And they are the climate, geography, history and the quality of the important civic structures here, and technology. These four characteristics And the way each has influenced our response has shaped our building and is completely unique to Minnesota and the culture that's grown and prospered here for over 150 years. First of all, talking about the climate. This is going to be a humorous topic, I can tell, but it's very important to us. Beautiful summers and equally beautiful winters that are so extreme that they are as defining an element of the built environment as any other aspect of this region. And we'll show you how we've used that to our advantage. Sometimes we do things in the... I had no idea this would be such a great presentation. Sometimes we do things in the modern age because we can. We have the structural materials in the modern age that would allow us to design roofs that can withstand enormous loads. The question is, why would we? Especially when we would spend a disproportionate amount of our project cost to do so. If we respond to the climate rather than working against it, we're able to create opportunity. First of all, we use a hard structure of structural steel, which supports itself as we've utilized on Cowboys and Lucas Oil. But if we use this kind of structure and incorporate a shallow or sloped domed roof, as on most stadiums, as you see here, we pay a huge premium here because of our snow loading requirement. If we adapt, if we raise one end of the structure and create a steeply pitched roof, in one simple move, we do two very important things. We create a shape that's a modern-day equivalent of indigenous structures that have been built in this climate, and we receive the same advantages. The steep roof allows us to keep the snow off the roof. Second, this enables us to design the lightest hard structure roof for a major stadium in the country. If we then adapt the structure and let it respond with cantilevers in the east and the west, we create receiving forms for both major entries and also make the structure more efficient. The results are ironically the lightest roof structure of a new stadium in a climate where we would have typically had to deal with the heaviest loading requirements. And you can see here the final resulting form. This is the whole length of the building from east to west. And you can see here how that responds to the urban situation that we're in, building a very close relationship with the shape of the building between the central business district and downtown. I'll show you how that works with the interior of the building in just a moment. Geography. Geography has a significant impact on everything we do because it helps us with form and materials. Minnesota has a rich selection of topographic forms as well as distinctly different and beautiful stones. So now we're again combining to create layers of meaning by showing historical forms from this climate and others like it that are part of our heritage and forms in nature that further reinforce and inform the direction and the shape of our structure. From the historical forms of indigenous structures that respond to the environment rather than fighting it with steeply pitched roofs, to the rock formations of St. Anthony's Falls lining the Mississippi that are so visible from downtown in the riverfront district, to the ice formations that are characteristic of the climate and the beautiful lakes Minnesota is so well known for, to the very shape of our roof. Civic architecture. There's a history here of important civic structures following a modern and progressive physical expression, very European in nature and very unique nationally, and further proof of how unique this region is. In fact, this is the established pattern that reaches back to the roots of the modern movement in architecture, when most of the key figures or leaders moved to the States from Northern Europe during World War II. Buildings by great modern architects have shaped the urban area. Pelly, Gary, Sullivan, the very building we're in, the Guthrie by Jean Nouvel, is one of the more recent examples of a pattern of modern expressionism that's part of the DNA of this culture. Our new stadium will be the next contribution to this established pattern of creating progressive modern structures and as an expression of this community's ideals. Technology, and the final big influence and driver. Technology breaks down into two categories: digital age issues and sustainability. There's no way to say it other than technology is a birthright issue for Minnesota. A disproportionate amount of the new technology that now serves the world originates from this region. The digital signature of this stadium will be absolutely unique and of a quality not yet achieved in this building type. From macro to micro to the very backbone or network platform, this project will restate how technology serves and enables the next generation of events. But starting with the macro, the biggest visible pieces of technology, the stadium seating bowl will be surrounded by two of the largest video boards in the NFL. Two high-definition two high-definition boards measuring over 12,000 square feet. Each board, over 50 feet high, over 120 feet wide, will offer the kind of visual acuity that will bring the detailed blood, sweat, and tears of the game to every single fan. 3,385 linear feet of high-definition ribbon board on two levels will line the inside of the seating bowl, stretching between the large video boards. As you can tell, I'm not showing you the whole picture, but I'm building each individual piece, creating an embracing effect to completely surround the fans and the action on the field. This will be matched with an acoustically engineered sound system that will change the experience of being in the stadium to the experience of being in the game. Everyone now lives in a continuously connected world. Talking about the micro here, it is an essential part of any multidimensional entertainment environment. Wi-Fi technology and the backbone to drive it at volume will allow fans and their own personal ability to interact with the event before, during, and after. Staying connected is a lifestyle, especially when it's about being a Vikings fan or seeing your favorite global band in concert. Now, technology, the sustainability aspects, green technology. We're going to focus on combining an old technology with a space-age material technology to create one of the most beautiful, sunlit, monumental interior spaces in the world. Everything we're doing with the shape and form of this building is in response to the environment. And as mentioned, it is an old way of thinking from times when buildings had to be responsive to the environment or they would not last or be comfortable to inhabit. This is true sustainability. Now let me show you how the form of this building also allows us to circulate and move air in the stadium in a way that's fundamentally new to this building type, but closely connected to the way buildings were built in this climate traditionally, sort of an old ways or new again story. The pitch or slope of the roof, this is a section cut through the narrow width of the building. We have shaped in response to the snow loading that is given in our climate, now also gives us a significant opportunity to reduce energy consumption of the building. The loft space in the peak of the roof acts as an energy collector or reservoir. Heat energy in this case, and it works with the physical properties or natural buoyancy of the air. Warm air is lighter and rises. Cool air is heavier and drops. When we add a clear roof material called ETFE to the entire south-facing part of the roof, we gain two more valuable opportunities. We think clear is the new retractable. The sunshine coming through the ETFE. Thank you. The sunshine coming through the ETFE, which looks and behaves like glass, allows the sunlight to pass through to the stands, creating the look and feel of being outdoor with all the temperature and comfort advantages of being indoor. When the solar comes through the roof, it naturally converts in part to heat energy, in part remains sunlight. The heat energy rises to fuel the collector in the loft, and the sunlight illuminates the entire interior of the stadium. These advantages work equally well in the summer. And as you can see from the sketch, we deliver the cool air from the top of the seating bowl. Because it's heavier, it cascades down the surface of the seating bowl, keeping the spectators comfortable. Heat energy that comes through the clear roof again rises to the collector reservoir, but it, in this case, is ventilated out of the peak to the exterior, which keeps the interior cool. One final point, civic responsibility. This building also has a civic responsibility that rises above all other duties, not just because of its sheer size, but because of two reasons that transcend architectural expression: the urban setting of this site and the economic impact from multiple events. This is an exceptional opportunity that only comes along once in every few generations to have two key assets so close together. The history of Minneapolis, expressed in the billions of dollars of investment in vertical towers, cultural amenities and support, infrastructure of the downtown, and the future expressed in the stadium as the catalyst for new development. You can see here how we position the stadium between all the major districts. So we develop a plaza, which is shown here in the green square, that's at the nexus of 5th Street and Chicago, and we use this as our primary connector in outdoor space to join Elliott Park with Gold Medal Park and the Riverfront District, and also with the Sports District and Government Plaza. Very important also here, for the same reason I've gotten some good response so far this evening, the Skywalk system, which is the largest in the country, will be integrated in with the stadium. Apparently we're not making it wide enough, though. I think that's one thing we're learning. This all comes together at the Westside Outdoor Plaza, which is seamlessly connected to the stadium interior by the largest glass pivoting doors in the world. All right, now I'm going to do something that I think you'll enjoy. I loved building models as a kid. This is the stadium, and in a few minutes you're going to see layers come down into the venue. This is the service level, so what you're looking at is an intricate maze of pieces in the service level. That's the lower bowl that just came in on top. We're literally building it up layer by layer. The next level is the main concourse, and you can see here the West Plaza moves all the way through into the interior of the stadium. You can see the video boards moving with action on them there, and you can see the lower ribbon board. Here comes the club level concourse, and you can see the second level of ribbon board that's illuminating between the video boards. That's the upper concourse and the upper seating deck. So that's the entire seating bowl right there, and you can see the big opening on the left that I'm going to talk about in a minute. Here's our primary roof structure. Every other one of these buildings is built with two major frames. We saved a huge amount of money and did something totally unique and opened up the entire south face of the roof for sunlight by putting this single primary structure in there. You just saw the transition to baseball. That's one of the reasons this is such an incredible multi-event facility. The next thing you're going to see come down will be the roof structure. So this is a trellis-like, open-air, very light roof structure. The next layer that comes down will be the ETFE layer, which is like a clear glass layer. We've made it a little white so you could see it. Otherwise, nothing would be coming down because it's clear. And then, of course, the north side of the roof, which is solid for shade on the north side. Now, I'm going to show you how that works on the inside of the building by showing you a drawing that nobody's going to understand. This is a section through the length of the building. So I showed you the side elevation before. We've taken away half of the building. So you can see the primary structure there. And the one point I want to make to you here is that everybody will be able to enter this building on grade. That's a fundamental difference from the Metrodome. And so you enter about halfway into the bowl. You can see half the bowl is submerged in this rendering. And then you can see the sports lights on and things like that. And so the net result of that is this. So now I want to walk you through more of the machine-like qualities. Shaping these spaces as we have will take maximum advantage of the fact that this will be the most versatile structure on the planet. Capability to host every major event that is now known and many future events that will be invented as a unique response to this great city and region. Super Bowls, Final Fours, NCAA baseball, world-class concerts and entertainment will bring significant new economic impact and a new level of vibrancy and quality of life. I'm going to walk you through some very unusual images here that show something a project like this has literally never done before. You can see here the baseball configuration, which puts home plate in a perfect location for viewing by all the fans. You can see here a NCAA Final Four configuration, which is one of the biggest economic impact multi-day events that's available on the planet right now. And you can see how in each one of these events, you can see through the windows, and you've got all of the views, beautiful views of the towers in downtown Minneapolis in the background. Global entertainment events. This facility has the ability to host any sized concert, motocross, dirt events, which are hugely growing in popularity in this country especially. NHL All-Star events, which have rarely been held in big venues, but what a perfect place to hold that type of event than here in Minneapolis. Major League Soccer, also a growing sport and very responsive, especially to the population here in Minnesota. Now I'm going to walk you through the exterior of the building. So I've put it all together for you. This is the view walking from downtown along 5th, basically from the northeast. There's a few different materials we're using here, but just a few, because the modern structure doesn't need a lot of things adorning it. And so you've got glass. You've got a lot of glass, which is no mistake here. You've got some of the highest technology companies in the glass industry anywhere in the world in Minnesota. So glass is one of our fundamental materials. Metal panels made out of zinc, which is a very durable material, natural material that patinas with age. So you can see here through these views that we have rendered using the actual sun and the position of the sun, you can see how the color of the exterior of the building will change during the time of day, and we're showing it mostly here at dusk. So here's the main entry of the building with the 95-foot tall pivot doors open so you can see clear all the way through the facility toward the east end. And you can see on the front here also a 50 by 50 media mesh board on the top of the peak where we can project any image on there for any type of event. I'm afraid of what I'm going to start if I respond to that. Here's the interior of the concourses in the facility. And I want to show you how open and light these are. The clear roof on the entire south face of the roof structure illuminates the entire interior of the building because it's not a complete seating bowl. It's an open seating bowl with gaps and openings in it so that people can see into the action from anywhere in the concourses. And you can see here where the structure of the roof itself actually comes down into the concourse area. So every element of the building relates to every other element of the building, and it's all visible and able to be experienced all at once. I want to talk to you about a building that's accessible on all sides. This is an all-front door building. This is the south entry, as if you walked from Elliott Park toward the facility. And you can see on the left there, we have quite a bit of park-like space around the facility itself. And you can see into the facility. The east entry, as you can see here, that faces the freeway and east, is a raised entry. You walk up a park-like experience onto that level, which is the main concourse level. You can see here the entry as you come in from the east. This is the other end of the structure landing in the concourse. This is the most typical-looking concourse in the facility. This is about as simple as it gets. And we still use some beautiful materials that are native to this region in the actual concourses themselves. But you can see here we're planning for state-of-the-art food and beverage. There's many times the... I want to leave this out every time, but I can't. There's multiple times the amount of restrooms in this facility that they're currently in the... facility. So now you see here a view from the upper concourse where to the left, one of the unique characteristics of the upper concourse is that the first in the NFL that's completely open all the way around. So you can walk the entire length of the upper concourse and have a continuous view into the bowl of the facility. And now we have something very special from our animation studio in Los Angeles. This is the surprise.
Pretty nice. Brian Truby and HKS, ladies and gentlemen, for that fantastic presentation. Very well done. HKS up here. Nice job. Head coach Leslie Frazier, you have to be super excited to get the team into that beautiful thing, right? We'll hear from Leslie a little later. At this time, we are going to run through a cavalcade of individuals who have had a lot of responsibility with this vision, from where it was to where it is now to where it's going. Let's begin with a man who absolutely, in steadfast fashion, has been behind this for quite some time, had a lot to do with the new stadium and its landing spot in Minneapolis. Ladies and gentlemen, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback.
Can I bring you guys to my state of the city? That's pretty good.
Why was this such an important project for you?
Well, you know, you can think about this. There could be a part of downtown that had a bunch of parking lots and a white elephant of a building. But because these seven people, council member Johnson, Reich, Hofstede, Colvin Roy, Samuels, Quincy, and... Got them all? Good. Because they had the guts to stand up here, we're going to have not only this stadium... But unlike the Metrodome, it's going to be surrounded with great development. I mean, don't you want to be next to that?
I want to be in it.
All right.
Yeah. With the walk-up process,
And from where we are now through TCF Bank Stadium to this, what excites you most about getting this football team? And really everything else, too, because we're going to get into the multi-purpose part of it now for a little bit. But what overall, Mr. Mayor, excites you most about this?
Well, you know, I'm a huge football fan, and I'll go to soccer games and baseball and all of that and conventions and everything else. But what really excites me is you've got one of the greatest downtowns in the world. You have this amazing university. You have the riverfront. You have great neighborhoods. But they're all separated. It's like the Metrodome was a spaceship that landed and everybody ran from the Martians. So now we've got a spaceship landing and everybody loves those wonderful Martians from out of space and they're going to commit. It's going to pull all of this together.
Yes, sir.
And we're putting light rail around that, an amazing station right there. It's going to be a place to live and work and play. So it'll bring a whole piece of the city together in a place that otherwise would have been a bunch of abandoned parking lots. How do you like that?
I like it a lot. Thank you for your effort. Mayor Archie, right back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, while much of the focus has been on the stadium itself, like how many seats, what type of roof, how big the concourse, a significant priority for the project has been keeping a community and keeping the community in mind. The next two individuals we would like to bring up serve as co-chairs of the Stadium Implementation Committee. Tom Fisher is the professor and dean of the College of Design at the University of Minnesota, and David Wilson is the managing director at Accenture. Both men have a strong passion for architecture and design and for the long-term success of the community. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Fisher and David Wilson. Hi, sir. Yeah. Hello, sir. Looks like you got something you want to share with us.
I'm ready for your question.
Okay, great. What hand did you have in this project, and what exactly is a stadium implementation committee?
Okay. Well, the stadium implementation committee is about 25 people that the mayor and the city pulled together. And those 25 people represented city, represented the county, represented other stakeholders like neighborhood leaders and business representatives from the community. And the purpose of the committee was to make sure really that this stadium project accomplished three things: that we had the very best design for a stadium in the country. The second thing we wanted to ensure is that the impact of that stadium in downtown East, which is the neighborhood that this stadium is going to be built in, is as beneficial as possible to not only the city but to the entire region. And lastly, that we made sure that the stakeholder experience, the fans, that they have a great time and come downtown and see great football.
Yes, for sure. A round of applause for his hand in the stadium design and the implementation of the community. Tom, your background and your passion is design and architecture. You and Tom Meyer from the committee have been meeting with HKS through the design process. Tell us about your work with Mr. Truby and HKS.
Well, they're a great team to work with. This is going to be an internationally well-known, famous building. It's the first. It's going to be the most sustainable stadium in the world. It's going to be. It has some features. The largest glazed roof in the world, the largest glass doors in the world, so it's going to be quite spectacular. It's asymmetrical, so it sort of captures the dynamism of the activity inside.
Yeah.
It uses a lot of Minnesota materials, and it also relates to the landscape, as Brian said, this idea of the sort of natural materials, sort of referencing to St. Anthony Falls. It does a lot of things that really ground it here.
David, how do you think it fits into the community?
I think it's going to fit into the community really well. I very much like the fact that we're going to be able to go right off the street into the stadium instead of having to go up, kind of ramps and berms in order to get into the stadium. I think because it's such an exciting design, it's going to be a great neighbor, and it's going to be the sort of building that developers are going to want to build around, that people are going to want to come to and see, where people are going to want to recreate. I think it fits into the neighborhood really, really well.
Is there a nice seat on the 50 for Sid Hartman? Thank you, Sid.
You'll have to
Thank
ask
you,
something.
Gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Hey.
Thank you. Tom Fisher and David Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Stadium Implementation Committee. And they mentioned the Minnesota feel to it. Now that we have a design in the coming months, the focus is going to turn to the groundbreaking and the construction. So the Wilfs and everybody else involved called on a Minnesota company to assist with this. Recently, the Stadium Authority and the Vikings selected Mortenson Construction as the construction manager. And as the builder of Target Field, Target Center, XL Energy Center, and TCF Bank Stadium, we all are well aware what Mortenson brings to the table. Let's bring John Wood, Senior Vice President at Mortenson Construction, to the stage. Hi, Mr. Wood. How are you? Good to see you. Come on over that microphone. John Wood, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you build this? What have you gotten yourself into?
Well, the exciting part really starts with the construction. So with all due respect to Brian and HKS, but they've, you know, their creative genius has laid out this incredible vision. Now we get to have the fun building it.
And now that we've seen the design, what's next in the process?
Well, you know, we've been thinking about building this project since the day that we got selected, and more importantly, using the modern technology that we have available to us, we've been building this project in the computer in three and four dimensions so that before construction starts, which will happen sometime this fall, groundbreaking in October, some preparatory work done before the end of the football season, and then, of course, demolition of the Metrodome starting as late as possible at the end of the Vikings NFL season. So,
and Mr. Wood, not only for Mortenson being a local company, but what about other local companies involved in an endeavor like this?
Well, you know, it was certainly an objective of the governor and the legislature, and that's been continued by the Viking organization and the authority to engage as many Minnesota businesses as possible in the construction of the facility. And we expect to achieve that. You know, this really represents an opportunity for literally hundreds of firms to be involved in the construction and in providing materials and products and equipment that are going to be part of the project.
So, do you have a throne on the 50 for Sid Hartman? See, now it's not a seat, it's a throne.
You know, Sid, we have whatever right Sid wants, he gets.
Right, so he likes that. Thank you, Mr. Wood. John Wood, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations, too. As we've mentioned along the way, that this is, it's not just a Viking stadium. You saw through the great video, you know, there's so many different things that can be done here. And now the facility will not only serve, again, as home of the Minnesota Vikings, but it's going to be a tremendous, in fact, the best venue for high school, college, and amateur sports. We want to welcome Dave Stead, president of the Minnesota High School League, and St. Cloud State head baseball coach Pat Dolan to the stage to talk about the overall all-purpose feel of the new stadium. Hi, sir. How are you? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. How are you? Dave, you've been involved with high school athletics for quite some time. What does an evening like this and subsequently 2016 mean to you?
Well, this is my 28th year working with the high school league, and I just finished a meeting around the state with about 500 athletic directors, and the biggest question they were asking is, when will it begin, when will it end, and what does it look like? And so they're excited about being involved in this program as well.
And there are a lot of activities, not just football, but baseball, soccer, and so on, that take place at Mall of America Field right now, the Metrodome. That all will transfer to the new stadium in 2016, correct?
Exactly. We've had, as Michelle mentioned earlier, we have marching band competition has been here. We've played prep bowls 30 years in this building in the Metrodome, 26 years of soccer tournaments. We've had four state baseball tournaments played in there. And we're looking forward to having even some of our art or visual art students become involved in making sure that some of the interior is designed for them as well. And I was especially interested in keeping the snow off the roof, Brian, because I remember in 1991 when we had about 3 feet of snow during Halloween, we had to put 27 different football games together as far as the dome was concerned for our section, our state tournaments. And then during Thanksgiving, we had another huge snowstorm. And I know the crew at the Metrodome did a tremendous job. Bill Lester and his folks made sure that we had a playable field. And so we're looking forward to being there in a very positive way.
Very nice. And you can definitely get, Pat, you can definitely get the baseball feel to it, specifically like that mini monster in right field. That looked kind of neat.
I tell you, I'm left-handed hitter. I know the original dimensions of 319. I probably still could have got one out of there. But I just want to thank the Wilfs, the commission, and Ted Mondale. I'm sure you got the number of phone calls and emails from all of us college baseball coaches. You guys saved college baseball. I grew up in central Minnesota, and I got an opportunity to play in the Metrodome. I still think it's a pretty good place to play baseball in January, February, and March, but this new stadium is going to be something else, and it's really for the kids. You look at, you know, St. Cloud State team, we have 31 of our 36 kids from Minnesota, and you look at all the different players in the state of Minnesota that play college baseball, and that's really what it's about. And, you know, whether it's playing at 4 in the morning, like we finished up one game this year, or 8 o'clock games, it's just great to be able to have all the college baseball players and the high school guys play baseball in here.
We're glad you enjoy it. Congratulations. Thank you, sir. Thanks, guys. Next, we'd like to bring a couple of intimate members of the Minnesota Vikings football program. First of all, the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings has done a great job over the years constructing a team that not only almost went to the Super Bowl in 2009, we've won the division a couple of times, probably should have won that thing last year, but went from 3-13 to 10-6. Ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. And also, under the leadership of a head coach who he's been through a lot as a head coach in the National Football League, from roofs collapsing to lockouts, but nevertheless, Leslie Frazier has done a spectacular job as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and he takes a playoff team into the final season of the Dome, and he's going to bring a real good team to the stadium in 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. Hi. How are you? Good. Wow. Touching off-season moment. So how many are we going to win this year? Oh, I'm sorry. This is about the stadium design. What'd you think?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, HKS, they do a great job. I was in Indianapolis when we were getting that one done, and they understand. These stadiums are for the fans, and they do a terrific job.
And as a head coach, and you and I have talked about this a lot at Mall of America Field, when that thing gets loud and when this place gets loud, the Vikings have a distinct home field advantage that we just don't see everywhere we go. And it only gets better with this, Leslie.
Paul, we've got the best fans in the National Football League. You've heard me say it before. It is true. You know, when we come presently to Mall America Field, you know what it's like for the visiting team to come in our building and try to have success. It's tough, and I don't think it's going to be any different in our new stadium. It's going to be a great venue because of our fans.
And you, when you were with the Indianapolis Colts, you were there with the Colts during their walk-up to Lucas Oil. And now, as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, you've been here for the walk-up for this. Any similarities? Do you remember anything? Because I know coaches get, you know, you just look at what's right in front of you during the season, but any similarities?
Well, the enthusiasm by the fans, I mean, that was evident there, and it's evident here as well. And our ownership has done a terrific job in understanding the importance of our fans and the fan experience. And for that, I mean, they ought to be congratulated. I mean, that's what it's all about. And it was the same way there in Indy, and our ownership gets it, and that makes a difference.
And you've been around HKS so much, Mr. Truby should put you on the board over the last X
amount
of years.
They do a terrific job, man. It was a great presentation by Brian. I mean, yeah. They do a great job.
Leslie Frazier, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Spielman, our general manager. Do you have to run and trade a 2014 pick to get us back into the first round? Because I can go quickly if you want.
No, I know Mr. Bagley in there told us that we'd be in that next year. So me and Coach Faber were very excited once we saw what was going in.
You're always casting your gaze and looking forward to the future. This is 2016. I mean, it might be the dumbest question you get all day, but do you start looking at what type of team you're putting together for 2016? Do you start looking at that now or like next year?
We're always trying to get the best players we can to get into this program, guys that we think we can win with, and not only have passion for the game, very smart, but fit the chemistry that Coach Frazier has set on what he wants on his football team.
You've done a great job. Thank you,
Thank
Rick.
You.
Rick Spielman, Leslie Frazier, ladies and gentlemen. Now a couple of guys who most likely will be playing in the new stadium. First of all, a man I've gotten to know quite well since he came into the National Football League. in 2009. His first season was the year we went to the NFC title game, and he started 15 of 16 during the regular season. The thing about the big right tackle is he genuinely loves living here in Minnesota. He makes it his home year-round, and the Rick Spielman and staff just re-signed him to a nice deal. It's great to have back Phil Lodeholt. Big Phil Lodeholt. Hi, Phil. Good to see you. And truly one of the best centers in the National Football League plays for the Minnesota Vikings. It's been a treat watching him all of his career. You know, he followed in the footsteps of kind of a local football hero in Matt Burke. And he learned a lot from Matt, but John Sullivan was our starting center for every single game in that magical 2009 season. And not only is he a bastion of excellence on the field, I've gotten to know him quite well over the years. He's truly a leader of this team behind the scenes on many different levels. Ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Vikings center, John Sullivan. Hi, John. How are you? Good to see you. Good-looking haircut. Did you do it for the evening tonight?
No, I have a wedding coming up in a couple weeks, and I'm the best man, and I didn't want to look like a drifter and potentially get thrown out of my brother's right. Wedding, so...
Hey, Phil, what do you think of the stadium design?
I think it's excellent. I'm excited about it, not only to play in it, but for our fans. Like Coach said, we got some of the best fans in the league, and they definitely deserve an atmosphere like that.
Phil, you played at Oklahoma, played there with Adrian Peterson. As I mentioned to the crowd, you know, and I meant it from the heart, too, having to get gotten to know you over the years, you like living here year-round, no matter if it's minus 30 or if it's 100 degrees and we're down in Mankato. You love it here, and you got a new deal, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, whether I'm up in Brainerd or Mille Lacs fishing or snowmobiling, the Vikings are the talk of the town. And like I said, you know, our fans definitely deserve an atmosphere like this. I'm excited for it.
John, how about that? My man. John, during the stadium, the stadium process, you've been quite vocal. I mean, you've gone to the state capitol. You've spoken out on my radio show and other places about the reasons you felt it was a good idea, not only for the football team, but from a multi-purpose standpoint, really for the community in the state of Minnesota. Why did you become so impassioned with that?
You know, it's the same situation like with Phil. I live here year-round. I'm a tax-paying resident of the state of Minnesota. This building is going to benefit so many people. It's going to have such a great economic impact for downtown. Direct or indirectly, as a resident of Minnesota, it's going to affect you. Like Phil said, we've traveled all over the state doing charity events, meeting people, entertaining ourselves, and this is a building that we can be proud of as Minnesotans, and I can't wait to see it completed, and it's been an incredible night so far, so thank you guys.
Two-fifths of the best offensive line in the National Football, the NFC North, John Sullivan and Phil Lodeholt, ladies and gentlemen. The next individual to join us on the stage for Minnesotans really needs no introduction. He's one of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bud Grant. Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause. Got a Hall of Famer here. That's great. Kind of a unique evening for you. I mean, you were in Bloomington at the Met, then at the Metrodome, and, you know, granted it's going to be a couple of years down the road, but Mr. Hall of Famer Bud Grant, we have a new stadium coming. What does that mean to you?
I'm sold. If there was any question, tonight certainly answers all of them. You know, I've always been an advocate of outdoor football. Not anymore. I want to be around to see this stadium built. I want to be around to see all the activities that go on in this stadium. This is a multi-purpose facility. It's going to be a credit to this community. And remember, we're Minnesotans. We're different from other people. We're better than other people. And, you know, that's why they call it the Minnesota Vikings. Now they have an Arizona Cardinals and they have a Tennessee Titans. but we're the Minnesota Vikings. We're not the Minneapolis Vikings. So I'm looking forward to it, as everybody else is out here. And tonight is a kickoff to a new venture and a new excitement for the Vikings. But as it was alluded to here, the other teams are going to take advantage of this. And I think that's the greatest thing in the world. I got a high school football coach, one of my sons, and one of the highlights of their year is to go down and play in the stadium. Every kid in Minnesota wants to be in this stadium.
Thank you, Bud. Bud Grant, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Bud Grant.
Amazing. I do want to mention we really appreciate it. It was actually the team that's put together all the videos that have been used tonight. We really do appreciate it. It's added a lot to the evening. Thank you very much. Okay, our special board meeting has but one agenda item, and it's a very important one, and it really is a technical step in the process along the way. It starts the clock that begins here for the city to consider the review of our proposal. So now before us is the approval of the design of the new stadium. Having heard the presentation and reactions, do I have first a motion to approve the design to be submitted to the City of Minneapolis Implementation Committee?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Chair and authority members, I've been involved in building large-scale buildings for about 35 years. And oftentimes a great design that is accomplished through a simple overall form that is very rich in detail. And I think HKS has done an absolutely phenomenal job in approaching it in that way. It'll be a building that reflects Minnesota, and I couldn't be more proud that one of our own, Mortenson, has absolutely earned the right to build the structure.
Thank you. Thank
you. Madam Chair, Commissioners, first I'd like to say it is great seeing Bud Grant. I'd like to thank HKS for that exciting creative design. You've worked really hard over the last several months, we know, and it was great. I also want to emphasize, too, because I think it's really important, that this project creates 7,500 construction jobs, over 4 million hours of work over the next several years. And that's important to constructions, tradespeople that have been out of work, and it's important to our local economy as well.
Thank you.
Get them to work, Bill.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, I think the results of an organization like HKS that listens to stakeholders, what can be done when you listen to stakeholders and understand their requirements. I think they've done a fabulous job. We have an elegant design and something that we can all be very proud of. We also set some very aggressive goals for including women and minorities in every aspect of our project. And this is just the first step in that. HKS has done an excellent job of meeting the target goals that we've set for them for women and minority businesses. In fact, they've exceeded their goals, and we are very proud of that. And so my hat goes off to HKS for just the wonderful job they've done, and we look forward to working with Mort and doing exactly the same thing.
Madam Chair and members of the Commission, as the treasurer of this Commission, I must remind us all that we have to be on time and on budget, and that will be all of our job, because not only for us, but for our partners, the Vikings, and especially for the fans, we will get this done, and we'll be on time, and we will be on budget.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we have a motion on the floor. I would ask the clerk to take a roll call vote.
Chair Kelm-Helgen?
Aye.
Commissioner Butts-Williams?
Aye.
Commissioner Benson?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Aye.
Commissioner Griffith?
Absolutely.
With five A's and no negatives, the motion is adopted. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now, there's one more thing. Don't leave yet.
Wouldn't it be great with this new stadium that opens in 2016? Wouldn't it be great if we opened with the Green Bay Packers? Wouldn't it be great if the first game was against the arch rival and Christian Ponder hands the ball off to Adrian Peterson and he scoots around the left side. He zips by Clay Matthews. He runs through Tremont Williams and Adrian is loose. He gets a great block from Cordero Patterson at the 50, inside the 40, and he is gone. Touchdown, Vikings! That's how it's going to be in the new stadium. Hey, we have refreshments in the lobby. You can see more about the design. On behalf of all of us here, I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for joining us. If you're leaving the Guthrie, please drive safely.